In the name of God, hello and hope you are doing great. We're back with another podcast and training season, this time focusing on the topic of being a sales expert. In the previous episodes, we discussed B2B and B2C sales as well, and we concluded that business-to-business sales are completely different from business-to-consumer sales. The way companies sell, the sales process and money transfer, all the related topics, you know, all the issues are quite different and require patience to handle. In other words, you need to be able to adapt to these conditions. This job requires a specific set of skills. Today we are going to talk about the exact skills that a professional sales expert must have. Please have a pen and paper ready. The points mentioned are critical for sales experts. Anyone seeking to increase their income must know, follow, and apply these simple principles to achieve results. We also discussed results in the previous lesson with some examples, and I hope you never forget those lessons. The first question is, what exactly is a sales expert? This is a very simple concept. A sales expert is the person who sells a company's services or products. They could be a sales employee or a brand representative who interacts directly with customers. Their most important responsibility is to retain customers throughout the sales process and to effectively follow up with them. Another responsibility of the sales expert is managing customer relationships. It's essential to know how they handle the signals they receive. If you look at this in the context of B2C sales, you will notice there is no structured management process. For instance, if I go to a shop and buy an ice cream, there is no system in place to bring me back as a repeat customer. However, in B2B sales, we have a different structure. A customer who buys from you once should not be forgotten. They should be considered a loyal customer, someone you want to purchase from you repeatedly. These are the main duties of a sales expert. There are also post-sales stages, which we won't discuss today, but timely and proper packaging and delivery are essential. These aspects do not fall under the sales expert's duties as well. Therefore, you must understand what tasks a sales expert is responsible for and what their role entails. Some people expect a sales expert to handle everything and want to address all their issues with this person only, depending on how large your company is and who holds what role. The definition of a sales expert can vary. You might think that you need to find leads, advertise, handle branding, talk to customers, negotiate, sell to them, follow up and solve financial matters, or you might want to divide these tasks among different roles, which would change the story. In large companies, tasks are clearly separated. The sales team is an independent unit, just like accounting, transportation, and packaging teams, all of which operate separately. The production team is also distinct, with each department playing a unique and clearly defined role. Therefore, it's important to assess your position and determine which team you are part of and what responsibilities you exactly hold. So if your role as a business person is advertising, you need to excel in that area. Those who focus on sales exactly receive the highest rewards. If you're looking for income, think of it like a factory. In the sales process, All stages are followed until the sale is made and the profit is generated. Well, what I want to emphasize is that people in rules such as packaging or transportation or other parts of a company don't receive high salaries, of course. Even those who manufacture the product aren't paid large amounts. The highest income goes to sales expert because they are the ones who bring profitability to the business or company. Clearly, that's obvious. So decide if you want to be in marketing, branding, or sales as well. Set your priorities. Some people say they want to enter the business world and handle everything on their own, but such a person can't truly be called a business person. An individual might specialize in SEO or content creation, but the real money doesn't go to the person creating content. It goes to the sales expert, of course. So determine what tasks you want to take on within your organizations. In a company, there is always a CEO. If you aim for a management role, you won't just handle branding. You will delegate sales tasks to the sales team while managing the entire operation. This changes the dynamic completely. So, today, identify your strengths and see where you can improve your skills as well. You will be more successful in the areas where you can perform at your best. But I emphasize again and again, what do you really want? Okay? What do you really want? What are you looking for in this life? If you want more money, you will need to become a professional person in the sales process as well. And now, let's explore what makes a professional sales expert stand out and what they do differently from others. The first thing I must mention is honesty. I brought this up in the previous podcasts, but many people didn't take it seriously. Honesty is the first key to success for a sales expert. Is the salesperson truthful, or are they trying to sell with lies? One important point is that you first need to convince yourself. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. Would you, as a salesperson, buy the product you are selling and offering based on what you're saying right now? If your answer is yes, then you have confidence in both the product and yourself. This sense of trust must develop within you and your customers. It requires belief and conviction that you are a professional salesperson. Therefore, when it comes to your product, you as a salesperson need to trust both yourself and your product. If you lack confidence in yourself, don't expect others, especially customers, to trust you to make a deal to finalize the business. They won't, of course. Sales start with you. Don't try to convince the customer until you've convinced yourself. To create a sense of empathy and understanding with your customer, you need to invest time and truly understand their feelings. It's essential to take the time to really get a sense of the customer's emotions. This requires patience, of course. So, master how does this empathy develop? It needs both learning and experience. If I talk for hours about the emotions and feelings of the customer, you may not fully grasp it right away. Give yourself time, though, a little bit more. And just give yourself a little bit more space to learn this step by step. And don't forget to be patient. A key point in professional salesmanship is persistence, sticking with it and following up more and more. If you believe that you are offering the best product, and if you trust yourself, why aren't you insisting that others believe in you too? and your product. Don't you believe that you are the best? Why is that best staying silent? Why aren't you really keeping quiet? No, you need to shout it out. Be vocal and insist as well. And here we usually have a problem. When we talk about persistent, many people think it means being annoying or overly pushy. You can call it whatever you want, okay? But what I mean by persistent is not that you diminish yourself. No, you can dignify, you can be a leader, a boss, and still be persistent. When I emphasize that you should get trained and learn everything, when I insist you need to learn and build your professional business under our support, does that mean I'm lowering myself? No, of course not, not at all. I'm speaking to you from a position of strength. I want you to understand this, okay? So, understand the differences. It's not about thinking that persistent equals being a nuisance. Sure, there is a way to ask, like saying, please, can you do that for me? Or would you mind taking care of this for me? This kind of asking can come across as begging. If someone behaves like this towards you, you might say, this person is so clingy. You've probably been stuck in traffic or waiting in line and thought the same thing. The sense of persistence isn't about begging or being a bother. It's about confidently standing your ground while still being respectful. So don't forget to really care about persistence, because that is what really will affect your business, will increase your income, and help you become professional and reach out to the greatest results as possible, and more profit, more money as well. At the end of year, actually, when I ask you to let me know more about your results, you should not be actually humiliated in front of yourself because you've been thinking so bad about persistent. Okay, at the end of year, I will be like, okay, show me your efforts. Talk about what you've achieved, not just saying, I tried, I really worked on that, I really was my best, you know. If I ask what you've done over the past year, don't just respond with, I've been trying. Instead, show me, document it, say, I practiced, I recorded videos, I created podcasts. So I will be like, well done, now you're worthy of success because you've actually done the work. So one of the most important things in this regard is persistent. A professional sales person, of course, is always available. This is another key point. The salesperson is always available for the customer, to the customer, being accessible and being at the service of your customer is a key aspect of sales, of course. What does that mean, you may ask? It means that customers should be able to find you anytime, anywhere, and be able to contact with you as well. This is how professional salespeople behave. Your income depends on your customers, so we must really value and respect them, because actually they are the ones who will enrich us. Their money is what's going into our pockets, and they are the ones who will give it to us. So we really should respect them. Many amateurs say things like, you're a reputable company, but you got rich with people's money. Question. Was the money in the hands of animals so that someone could get rich with it? Was in the hands of a planet so that we could say the money came from them? No, the money is with people, and you need to get rich through people. Why do some people say meaningless things and think their words are likable or clever? My dear, please understand that to get rich, you must do so through people, because that's where the money is. To get wealthy, you must do so through business, because that's where the money is. We, the people, made certain companies wealthy by trusting them and giving them our money. If you're rich, why didn't you give yourself money to other company? Now that companies and businesses do things that make people trust them. So to get rich, you need to understand people well. Don't let yourself get distracted by the meaningless things some people say. My dear, today you've learned that to get wealthy, you must be able to convince your customer, who are the same people with businesses, to buy from you and to give you their money, so you can have a great business for yourself. Okay guys, my dear friends, I hope you listened to today's recording carefully. Listen to it several times and understand where the money is and what you need to do to earn it as well. We love you all. Until the next lesson, I leave you in God's care. Have a great day and thanks for your time.